free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, June 16th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We see that in a strange twist of fate, the new 2021 Ford Bronco was supposed to be revealed back in March. Ford had to reschedule it, obviously. And now the new Ford Bronco is going to be released on O.J. Simpson's birthday. This is the world in which we live. And, of course, you can see, if you look at the trade pictures of the Ford Bronco, you can see that they drive it around in camouflage because they don't want anybody to actually see what it looks like. That's when they go out and they test the cars. They wrap them up and put all kinds of stuff on it. I would suggest that in honor of O.J. Simpson, they leave it in camouflage as they roll it out. Yeah, in case you don't remember, you're not old enough to remember, it was a pretty big event. 1994. It went for hours, live broadcast. It was a 60-mile low-speed chase that about 100 million viewers watched. So now we are going to have the reveal. This is 2020, and so we're now going to have the new Ford Bronco revealed on O.J. Simpson's birthday. Absolutely perfect. And, of course, we have been told multiple times, you see it all over the press, I figured I might as well talk about this. 36 alien civilizations are expected to be communicating with our galaxy. Okay. This is a study led by some more scientific experts, as if we haven't had enough of this, okay? At the University of Nottingham. And they actually came up with a number, about 36. This reminds me, if you've ever seen Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, you know, they create the giant computer, Deep Thought. And it's such an impressive computer. They ask it for the meaning of life. And, of course, Deep Thought comes back after ages and ages of computing and says 42. this one says 36. Okay, so they don't have quite as deep a thought. Look, these are the same people that are doing our coronavirus simulations. Have you had enough of this stuff? just because a computer prints something out or gives you an answer doesn't mean it's garbage in, garbage out, folks. Look, if a tornado in a junkyard can't create what we have here, life on Earth, it doesn't matter how many galaxies or planets you count and multiply. Because if you got a zero chance of life happening by chance, then you can multiply zero by billions and billions, and you should get zero if your computer's operating correctly. Now, if this is the people from the Imperial College of London, of course, they would get a different answer each time they ran that through. But I would say that apparently there is no intelligent life on Earth, because we've now had China locking down Beijing because they've got 40 new cases of coronavirus. You can't see the political agenda here. I mean, are these people blithering idiots, or is there a political manipulation going on here? I think that the lockdown that was done by China is even more important than any engineering of a virus in their biosafety level 4 lab. Because fortunately, we did not get something that was the new plague. But we did get a new approach. And by modeling this for us, what China was able to do was to roll out a new tactic and to basically enslave the world to a few unelected health bureaucrats, particularly the ones from the World Health Organization and the CDC and so forth. So they set up a pattern that was then dutifully copied by Italy, by the White House, by everybody in order to lock down and enslave humanity. And, of course, if you're looking at the CHAZ, now called the CHOP, you know there's no intelligent life left on Earth. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, June 16th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 92 of America held hostage. Held hostage by a narrative coming out of China, and it's coming at us again. You look at the top of the Drudge Report. Look at how the mainstream media is pushing this. New outbreak at a China market. Beijing expands lockdowns. Wartime mode. Here we go again. Really? You've got 1.4 billion people in China. How many people came down with this? Oh, they had 40 new cases. Has anybody died? No, they didn't say anybody's died. I'm sure that if somebody had died, they would have that at the top of the headline. So you got 40 people get a cold, a flu. And this is in Beijing. The population in Beijing alone is 21.5 million people. 21.5 million people. Do you realize how many cases that is per population? That's one case for every 537,000 people. One case for every 500,000 people in Beijing. Here we go again. They're going to do it to us again. And I said from the very beginning that I hoped that the engineered virus was not as good as the political engineering. And it turns out that was the case. But look, they can do more damage with the political engineering than they can with a disease, perhaps. As we look at what is happening here, we've got 85% of independent restaurants will go out of business by the end of 2020. They've eliminated the middle class. That is one of the key areas still left to the middle class. You want to go into retail, you know, you want to open up a Dunder Mifflin and go in competition with the companies that Mitt Romney and these investors helped to set up with unlimited financing on Wall Street. Well, good luck with that. You want to set up a hardware store or a stationery store or you name it. Whatever you want to sell, retail, well, you can pretty much forget that now. About the only thing left to people are services, service businesses and restaurants. And what have they been focused on shutting down? Service businesses and restaurants. Oh, but there's money in the pipeline, we've been told many times. And guess who gets that money? The big corporations, even Planned Parenthood, who was expressly told that they could, you know, it's in their legislation. They can't get the money, but they got $80 million somehow. And you see all these stories about small businesses saying, I can't get my check. I haven't seen my check. Well, Small Business Association, they're out of money because, you know, the banks, after they fudged the definition of a small business, the banks made sure their big customers got the money first. And there just wasn't any left for Main Street. This is according to a report commissioned by the Independent Restaurant Coalition. The independent restaurants comprise about 70% of all restaurants. They rely more heavily on dine-in revenue than chains do. And they don't have a corporate safety net. They don't have the ability to raise unlimited amounts of money on a junk stock market offering either. I mean, I've competed against giant corporations like Blockbuster when we were in business. For 14 years, we competed against them. And they were never profitable after they were sold to Viacom, the giant conglomerate that owns Paramount, one of the big studios at the time. Never profitable. And yet they continued to open giant stores across the street from mom and pop stores everywhere in our area. across the street from us. They never had to make money. They could always raise more cash. The greater fool on Wall Street would hand it to them. And they could operate at a loss and did operate at a loss for decades until they had driven all of the independent stores out and then just shut it down. I've seen the movie before. I saw it with video retailing. I know how this operates. This is why this infuriates me so much to see Trump being a part of this, sitting on the sidelines with his hands in his pocket or over his eyes. Whatever he's doing as this country is burned down by the elitists. What a betrayal he has become. Restaurant owners say that while the Paycheck Protection Program provides a temporary lifeline, it won't prevent most independent restaurants from massive losses that will force them out of business. Owners say that it'll be a long time before dine-in revenue will return to pre-pandemic levels, meaning that many restaurants will be forced to operate at a loss because, again, it's the experience. You know, you can go to these national chains that are fast food restaurants. I mean, the dine-in experience is nothing to write home about. A lot of people are doing drive-throughs before this. And, you know, they were getting very upset about this in the blue states. They were saying, we're not going to give you any more permits for drive-through. It just wastes too much time and fuel, and you're cooking the environment with all that fuel that you're spending waiting in line. And now you wait a very long time to get service. And the dining rooms are still closed. And yet they're doing great business. But not the people who have a dining experience, a restaurant experience. So are we going to get another stimulus check? Oh, maybe, you know. As one person said, I don't think most restaurants will last till December. I got a PPP loan. And of course, she's going to have to pay it back. But she said, I got a PPP loan and that will take me to December, but I don't think most restaurants will even make it to December. Well, maybe there's a second stimulus check coming. We got a $3 trillion health and economic recovery omnibus emergency solutions. That spells heroes. There you go. You're a hero if you stay home and take a check because the government has put the small business you work for out of business. They've destroyed the small business maybe that you created, that you worked all your life to create. But you're a hero, and you're going to get a check from the government for being a hero. And so as CBS is breathless about this, here's how much money you could get. We've got a calculator to show you how much money you can get from the government. I just talked about this yesterday. The pandering of all these colleges, college sports, NASCAR, professional sports like NFL and so forth. Why are they pandering to all of this stuff? Well, quite frankly, they're going to go broke if they're not woke. You see, the government has politicized everything. If you sell their agenda, they might consider you to be essential enough that you'll be allowed to operate at, you know, maybe 25 or 50% level, or who knows, if they really like you, maybe 75%. If they don't like you, you won't open up. That's how politicized everything has now become. Our healthcare has become politicized. You can see it in what the FDA is doing with hydroxychloroquine. All these decisions, our entire economy, our lives. This is why everybody is fighting over this. Because a long time ago, we decided that government could fix everything. And that was true whether we were conservatives or liberals, right? Because if you're conservative or liberal, you just have a different set of problems and a different set of solutions. But you both want the government to fix it, especially the federal government. It must be fixed by the federal government. Everything can be fixed. And if we get the right person in there, just the right person, they will fix everything. They'll drain the swamp, or they'll give us justice and peace, whatever you want. It's all there for the, just fight over it politically. And that's why this is spilling out into the streets. Because now the politicians have decided that the shotgun is going to sing the song. So when you look at this, how about immigrants, asked CBS. Well, CARES drew fire for its exclusion of many immigrants, including those who are in the U.S. legally, says CBS. But heroes, the new Heroes Act, we've gone from CARES to heroes. The Heroes Act will require that only a taxpayer have a taxpayer ID number. And then they say, so what's not to like? You gotta love this, right? Because now it's not just the people in the military industrial complex who are trying to get big contracts that are pandering to the government and doing everything. It's the people who want to be allowed to open up all the different entertainment venues and sports venues. Hey, if I sell this race war stuff that you got going, can I open up a little bit? All the way down to the individuals begging for their new check from the government. $3 trillion. Yeah, it's just like the Soviet Union and China, where you have to toe the party line or you don't get anything. Welcome to communism. Care of President Trump.
I was talking to my Patriot supplier, Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. I mean, giving them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high-quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the vanilla coconut protein bars.
Mm, I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live protein bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new deep specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. We'll be right back.
right, so we got a $3 trillion paycheck on the way. What's not to like about that, said CBS. Well, I don't like being a slave, do you? I thought we were tearing the society down because people had been enslaved, and yet everybody is begging to be slaves. Right? If everything was free, if I was free, then nothing would be free, right? But I don't care about being free. I just want the free stuff. Send me my check. Put me on the plantation. And every once in a while, you line up the slaves, and they all get to, on a special day, they all get to go by the barrel that's got the pork in there, and you get to pick a piece of pork out of that barrel. That's where the metaphor comes from. Pork barrel projects, right? It's kind of a sly way of the people in Washington laughing at you, telling you that you're a slave because you come begging to them for a handout, and yet everybody is begging to them, begging them for a handout because they've shut everybody down. They have enslaved us with this lockdown. Both parties, the White House, Congress, both parties, the state houses have enslaved you and have you begging for a handout. You're on a plantation. Do you realize the Civil War stopped private slavery, but it enslaved us all? This was the end game, as I pointed out yesterday. Walter Williams said, well, you know, you can look at this. There's multiple issues going on here. He talked about the reality as to the fact that the federal government was a creation of the individual sovereign states, and they could pull out of it just like we could pull out of the United Nations if we wanted to, just like we're pulling out of the WHO, I hope, just like we could get out of NATO, I wish, or out of NAFTA instead of renaming it and going further in. We had the political right to do that. We had the idea of self-government was established with the Declaration of Independence. That's why I always support secession movements. If at first you don't succeed, try again. And so I support everybody, left or right, if they want to succeed. Go for it. I don't want to be in a political alliance with somebody that is not happy with that. I mean, it's not an alliance then, right? It's slavery. If you have to enforce your alliance at the point of a gun, you're nothing but a communist like Mao. Power comes out of the barrel of a gun. But it wasn't just that. I mean, you can be against slavery, and you can understand that the South had a legitimate right of self-government. And if they didn't have a legitimate right of self-government, then the federal government had no right to exist either, because it was created by a bunch of states that had rebelled against Great Britain. And on and on. But of course, what he did not talk about, and I've talked about many times, is the fact that you have other factors that were going on. What was really in play, the bigger picture there, was the creation of the nation states, and that was happening not only in America, but throughout Europe. It was the agrarian society being displaced politically by the rising industrial society, and that happened in Europe as well as in America at the same time. And there were civil wars in some places in Europe. In Italy, they had a civil war at exactly the same time we did. Now, slavery was wrong. Make no doubt about it. But these other issues, the South was right on. Just like they were right about term limits. But anyway, the Fed says it's going to start buying individual corporate bonds because, you know, there isn't anything that they can't buy off because they have this magic money. They can rain it down. They've got a magic machine in the sky, and it can print endless amounts of money, and there will never be any consequences. You will never have a moment like Wile E. Coyote where you've run off the cliff and you pause for a second, look down, and you see that there's nothing underneath you. That will never happen in America. We're exceptional. We can do this forever. Federal Reserve is expanding its foray into corporate credit now to buy individual corporate bonds on top of the exchange-traded funds that it's already purchasing, announced the central bank on Monday. And of course, you know, as we look at this, this is going to work out the same way as the other issues did, you know, when they started handing out money to the wrong people. They said, oh, we're going to help small businesses and individuals, and yet they helped themselves. The elitists helped themselves with the CARES Act. And as some very uncomfortable things went out, the Federal Reserve said, well, you know, this is done at the discretion of Chairman Powell, and we don't have to show you that. And the White House said, that's right, they don't have to show you where any of this stuff is going. You can't audit the Fed and you can't audit the CARES Act and you won't be able to audit the HEROES Act and you won't be able to tell which ones of these corporations are getting special money from the Federal Reserve either. It's all classified. Because, you know, if they told you, they'd have to kill you. Because if you found out, you'd kill them. You would come after them with the guillotines, as Bloomberg was saying, right? So now, as some of these poor restaurants are trying to stay in business, I mean, it is absurd, but I understand why they're doing some of this. There is a story out of the insider.com. This is about 2 weeks old. A restaurant, plastic shield. This is the brainchild of some people in Paris, but it will be coming here. This insanity is on its way here. A restaurant is testing plastic shield pods to keep diners safe during a coronavirus pandemic. Now, if you look at this, these people, it's like, this is the cone of shame, folks. If you remember that from Pixar's Up, dog gets the special cone to keep them from, you know, scratching or biting or whatever. And you put that on a dog and they look like they are ashamed. And you should be ashamed if you wear something like that in public. I don't know. Is it the cone of shame or is it the cone of silence from Get Smart? But it's called the Plex Eat. It's made of plexiglass and it resembles lampshade. So if you want to go, there you go. This is a cone of shame. If you want to go eat at a restaurant badly enough, then maybe your political masters will allow you to do that if you'll wear the cone of shame while you're eating. I mean, this is the absurdity that we live in here. You cannot parody or satire the society that we're living in here. Now, there's absolutely total 100%. No, it's actually, you know, 200% idiocracy because, you know, we're not even dealing with real numbers anymore, right? Bars and restaurants face unique complications in reopening because the customers can't eat without removing their masks. So therefore, you can get the cone of shame. And of course, it's totally ineffective. Just like the cone of silence. They have their meeting so nobody can eavesdrop on them. And as they started to talk to each other, the running gag was, what? I couldn't hear you. What? What'd you say? Because they cut off any eavesdropping from other people. They couldn't hear each other either. That's exactly what this thing is. And if you want to make sure that not 85% of the businesses go out of business, but 100% of them go out of business, then start selling this product as a requirement. Let's not give Fauci any ideas. And of course, it's already being done in California, one of the places where insanity is running wild. We have a story up at Infowars.com. Everyone gets a coronavirus pod at a California gym. This is in Redondo Beach. It's not airtight. It's not sterilized. They're just shower curtains that are hooked on PVC pipes. But you know, this is the absurdity of politics. Just like they said in the Soviet Union, we pretend to work and they pretend to pay us. We pretend to obey all of their sanitation, silly sanitation measures, and they pretend that we're free. Yeah, it's been really tough. We weren't sure if we were going to be able to reopen again. And so they're having to pander to the politicians. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. Infowars.com.
I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles, and when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins. But all of a sudden, they slow down. They realize what's happened. they fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you bought into something bigger than what Hitler did. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and, in some ways, even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 Nascent Iodine for yourself.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I feel sorry for the people who have restaurants and have gyms, and they're trying to do anything they can to please their political masters. And because this is, what it really illustrates is not that these people are fools themselves, but that they're having to kowtow to the absurdity of these politicized health decisions. By bureaucrats who don't know or care what the risk is. And that's what's really sad about it. You know, these bureaucrats who routinely lie both about health issues and about risks. And when you look at these people working out in the gym, you know, that reminds me of it. It's not just absurd theater, but it also reminds me of Kurt Vonnegut's Harrison Bergeron. If you remember that was done as a movie briefly, but you know, everybody had to be equal. So if you had any special talents, you know, if you were a ballerina, for example, you know, it's just not fair that you move around gracefully and freely. So in the Harrison Bergeron world of Kurt Vonnegut, you would be loaded down with weights so that you were clumsy and you couldn't dance any better than me because we've got to dumb everybody and everything down. This is a Harrison Bergeron gym, but they're having to do it just like in the Kurt Vonnegut novel because of their government masters, handicapping everything that everybody does. You know, the crew, when we were at break, asked me if I'd seen the concert that was put on by some flaming lips. Actually, I think they're flaming libs, maybe. But as they pointed this out, they said, look at this. This is heavy, heavy propaganda going on here. You've got a concert being put on it. All the singers are performing literally in a bubble. Each of them has their own independent bubble. The people in the audience are in bubbles. And you've got some of the people who are performing wearing masks inside of their bubbles. This is insane, folks. Absolutely insane. But, you know, Governor Abbott here in Texas is probably happy with those flaming libs. Flaming lips. There you go. I think they should call themselves the Flaming Libs because that's really what they are. Yeah, Governor Abbott is scolding 20-year-olds for not wearing masks here in Texas. So it's all their fault. So they need to be watching this concert put on by the Flaming Lips, and then they can get it right, those 20-something. That's probably going to be more effective than getting a lecture from the Texas governor. He went on air yesterday, said, yeah, these people in Texas in their 20s, they're just taking this COVID-19 too lightly. A lot of people let down their guard. If you do not use these safe strategies, you will test positive. Well, no, Governor, I haven't. I have not taken any precautions. I have not done anything any differently than I normally would, except I've been kicked out of stores. I drive around with my windows down, the top down, no mask. And, you know, I'm old. I've got high blood pressure, heart disease, a lot of risk factors. And, but you know what? I do that because I'm not your slave. I'm not going to do what you say. I don't care what the costs, because the risk of slavery is higher to me than the risk to my health. I value my freedom more than my life, and I will not follow your orders, Governor Abbott, President Trump, Dictator, Doctator Fauci. I will not follow your orders. You know, I had a doctor who sent me a chart. And that, we've seen this chart. We've shown this chart before. I haven't talked about it in detail. But he pointed out, I said, you need to point out to people, and we do. If you look at the CDC's own numbers, they said, yeah, they fudge their numbers all the time. But even their fudged numbers show that the epidemic is over. Now, when you look at this, you see a sinusoidal wave. The black numbers that are there, and there two of them are very close to each other, and they're sinusoidal. They go up and down like a wave, okay? And that is, those two levels are the seasonal baseline because it goes up and down. Coronavirus, colds and flus go up and down seasonally. That's why it's a sine wave. And then above it, they have a little bit, very close to it, but slightly above it, they have another black line, and that is a line for an epidemic threshold. And so if it goes above that second black line, that's an epidemic. And then they show what they've actually measured, and you see a kind of a noisy line, but it is basically sinusoidal and lined up with those ideal pictures that are there. Except, you know, so there's a really big spike back in 2017 and 18 that we don't even remember, just like people don't remember the Hong Kong flu or the Asian flu, right? Don't remember when that happened in the 50s. What happened again in the 60s during the Woodstock? Nobody saw anything happen with the swine flu except people getting sick by the vaccines. And we've had now three episodes of the swine flu and on and on. Nevertheless, looking at the CDC's own data, you see that spike there that happened in 2017, 2018, and then a bigger spike that just happened with the coronavirus. But if you look at the right side, zoom in on that chart there, and if you look at where we are right now, the doctor correctly pointed out, you know, we are below not only the epidemic level, but we are now below the seasonal expectation for flu after that spike. And so he says, even though we don't remember that spike in 2017-18, and we didn't shut down the entire world because of that, he said, this epidemic is obviously past. He said the Wuhan virus is grinding through the population slowly and deaths are doubling every 6 weeks, not every 4 days. It is a slow-moving killer like obesity, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, substance abuse, hepatitis C, and others. But it is not the bubonic plague. As a matter of fact, when we look at this, when it slowed down to the point where it's doubling now every 6 weeks, not every 4 days, this is what you would expect. Going back to Farr's Law, an observation that the epidemiologist made in 1840. He said, yeah, you know, when something new comes in, whatever it is, you know, it could be a highly contagious disease or it could be something, you know, like cholera or something like that. It's going to hit the most vulnerable people first, and then the people who have some immunity to it, it's going to have a bell-shaped curve. That's why they talk about the curve, the curve, the curve. And that is exactly what we're seeing now. And he also points out healthy humans have about 175 respiratory viruses in their spit, their spitum, even when they are not sick. And he gives the reference for that. And so thank you to the doctor. His first name is Bennett. Appreciate that being sent. United Airlines, however, is going to ban passengers who refuse to wear face masks. Because, you know, they take it seriously. Just like Abbott. Hey, Abbott. Yeah, forget it. This is a comedy routine here. And United Airlines is going to be the straight man, I guess. The rules will exempt small children and people with medical conditions or disabilities that prevent them from wearing face covering. As a matter of fact, I had somebody else send me a thing and said, you know, here's what you do. He says, and this worked for me. He said, I tell them that I have a medical condition and I can't wear a mask. In other words, your medical condition is you have to breathe. You don't want to have a deficiency of oxygen or an excess of carbon dioxide. So you all have a medical condition like that. I do too. So you tell them you have a medical condition, but you know, you have a legal right not to tell them. They don't have a legal right to know what that is. You just tell them I have a medical condition. He said they accept that. He said, but be prepared to be treated both as royalty and as a leper simultaneously. And I also told you about the other listener who had, actually it wasn't a listener, but somebody who saw somebody who had posted a Facebook post about this, went to fly and they said, you can't fly without a mask. It's like, oh, wow, what do I do? Well, he'd just been eating a hamburger, so he took the hamburger wrapper and he put it over his face and said, all right, that's okay. Because nobody has a definition for a mask. It's like the cone of shame. You know, you can eat in the restaurant if you got the cone of shame. It doesn't have to be airtight, right? And so he put the hamburger wrapper over his face and they let him in. And then he said there were instructions on how to not remove your mask if the oxygen masks fall down and you're about to crash. You know, you can take that oxygen mask and put it over the existing mask, not take it off. But then they passed out pretzels and they said, all right, for the pretzels, you can take off your mask. Because, you know, that's the important thing. They said he managed to eat pretzels the entire flight.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I was talking to My Patriot Supplier, great suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the vanilla coconut protein bars.
I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live protein bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new D specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
To talk about today, we had the Supreme Court decision that came out. As I put in the teaser for the show, we have the Supreme Court decision. Neil Gorsuch comes out as a statist who believes that government should make all decisions everywhere in your life. And of course, President Trump says, well, Supreme Court's made their decision, we have to live with it. Really? We're also going to be talking about what's going on with Bolton. Quite frankly, President Trump should have listened to Rand Paul and his supporters who voted for him, who did not want to have a neocon like John Bolton in there. But instead, President Trump listened to Lindsey Graham. And look at where he is now. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some more episodes of anti-American graffiti, vaccines, the use of deadly force. I've got a couple of clips that I think are going to really, you're going to find that interesting, and something that we all need to think about in this current environment. You know, when and how should we use lethal force? And we're going to compare that to conditions under which we have seen the police use lethal force in Atlanta, for example. So we got the video of how lethal force was used there, how somebody else used it properly. And we're going to compare and contrast those two. But before we do, and before we get back to this, because I've got a couple of things I want to still talk about in terms of masks and hand sanitizers and temperature checks and so forth and the politics of it all, because it's not about the medical aspects of it. This is really about politics now. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you about the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. The products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com are what allow us to continue. That is our sole source of income. Now, if you're watching this on TV, on radio, we appreciate that. But what funds this are the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And you've been very good to support us, especially over the years, as we have been the focus of attack on free speech and independent media. So we really do appreciate that. And we have a sale going on right now, some big discounts to make these products that we believe, and I sincerely believe I use these products. And I really do. Believe that they are safe, effective, and we try to make them affordable as well. We have Nascent Iodine. Our Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine formula is now in a spray form, something we haven't done before. It is now available at 33% off as part of the limited time introductory offer. We also have the 8 Pack Power Stack, 70% off. And of course, these are natural supplements that are going to help you to focus and to wake up in the morning and then to relax in the evening. 8-pack Power Stack, 70% off, a collection of supplements there. Very good deal. We also have our t-shirts, $9.95. And finally, you can get on the list for InfoWars Storable Food. We've now gotten that. At one point, we had to just stop doing it because supplies are so difficult. Then we brought it back, and the waiting list was about 7 to 8 weeks long. Now it is down to 4 weeks. Take a look at the storable food there. This is a way for you to lock in the price and to make sure that you have food in case these people do impose a second wave on us. We've got CNN talking about that. I said, oh, well, you know, second wave is coming if you don't wear your mask, and it's going to be worse than the first one, and we're going to finish off the rest of the businesses. You don't want that, do you? So you better hop when we say hop. So make sure that you are not held hostage to them. And don't be caught without food like the commutards in Chaz or Chop, whatever they want to call themselves today. The independent or not so independent country of Chop. InfoWarsStore.com. All right. This is what it's like to fly during the pandemic. Show the picture, guys, from that article. This is somebody who went through JFK, and it was an absolute ghost town. Look at that. I mean, this is just amazing. Is it going to get any better? Well, not if they're going to insist on temperature checks, if they're going to insist on masks and so forth. And even with all of those, you now have, talk from Fauci and the globalist health bureaucrats that have taken over the world, That is the essence of globalism. Talking about how, well, you're not going to be allowed to travel unless you've got vaccines for the coronavirus. That's your immunity passport. They're going to control travel, and they're going to do it internally as well. We have an Ohio representative, Candace Keller, and she refuses a temperature check at the State House. Good for her. We need more people like her. She said, the reason I've had to put up with so much opposition over the last 4 years as a representative is that, in uppercase, no one gets to control me. She put that on her Facebook page, and she said, and I mean no one. I have civil rights, and I have a right to privacy. She wrote that somebody tried to take her temperature at the Ohio State House on Tuesday. Said he followed me into the elevator. He got closer, and he stood there like he was going to try to force me. He kept holding the thermometer up in front of me. I turned around and pointed my finger at him, and I said, you're not taking my temperature. Good for her. We have to refuse to comply. If we give up our freedoms, we're not free. This is a psychological process to take away your privacy, to take away your independence, to take away your informed consent, to politicize medical care, to take all those decisions out of our hands and out of the hands of our doctors. And you should not allow them to do this under any circumstances. But we have the Trump campaign because they want to have a rally. They are pandering. Trump campaign plans masks and hand sanitizers and temperature checks. Well, I guess that Republican state representative isn't going to be at the Trump campaign thing. Every single rally goer will have their temperature checked, be provided a face mask and hand sanitizer, said the deputy communications director for the Trump campaign, Aaron Perrine. So there you go. We got to be safe. And Fauci has told them what they have to do. And, you remember CPAC? Remember at the beginning of all this, everybody freaked out. They said, oh, we got somebody that was at CPAC. And we found out later that they had the coronavirus. And at that point in time, we didn't know how deadly it was. But guess what? Nobody died. Nobody got seriously sick at CPAC. You had some politicians who self-quarantined, and the press made a big deal out of it. And the left was gleeful, hoping that all the MAGA people were going to die, but nobody died, much to their disappointment. And so what President Trump could do is he could use this rally to completely destroy and discredit the Fauci lies and the lockdown that is the product of those Fauci lies. But instead, he's made a Faucian bargain with the deep state. Or maybe he's just cowering in fear and ignorance, like so many other people. But they're going to do that. They're afraid to make America free again. And so they're going to pander to the propaganda press. The court, by the way, a court, and we're talking about elections. We've had a court that has, it's a district court that has, circuit court, DC circuit court, threw out a challenge from independent parties and an organization called Level the Playing Field. They had sued after the Federal Election Commission rejected their objections to the criteria that the Commission on Presidential Debates uses to admit candidates. Now, there's two conditions in this. The first one is that you have to be on a sufficient number of ballots in order to, if you won all of those states, you would be able to win the Electoral College vote. So that's one condition. And that's a reasonable condition. You've got to have a mathematical possibility to get in. But the other condition is that you've got to be already at 15% or you won't get in. That is not reasonable. But of course they said, well, you know, this is a private nonprofit company. That was the reasoning of the court. This is the basis for social media censorship of your speech and of independent free press. This is the Commission on Presidential Debates. And, guess what? The people who sat on that condition, as I pointed out, that commission, in their brief to the circuit court, the groups argued that the debate commission is, quote, not remotely nonpartisan. Instead, it is led by political loyalists to advance the major party's interests in keeping third parties on the fringe. Quote, its leadership has always consisted of Republicans and Democrat insiders, party chairs, former elected officials, top aides, party donors, and lobbyists. These staunch partisans endorse Republican and Democrat candidates. They lavish them with high dollar contributions. They oversee even larger contributions as paid for hire lobbyists. They accept undisclosed contributions from corporations that buy influence of the major parties. So these are the people who are setting up their objective criteria. All they have to do is just have rules, right? Rules that the Democrats and Republicans don't necessarily need to follow, but of course they do, because they're going to be on all the ballots. See, it's immensely challenging, as they go on to say, and costly for a presidential candidate who is running as an independent or a third party to even get ballot access. That achievement alone should be enough to access the debate stage, but not if the thing has been completely rigged under political control. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've been talking about the bureaucracy, the healthcare, quote-unquote, bureaucracy, and what it has imposed upon us. There's an interesting story in National Review. A Dutch doctor, an MD, euthanized a dementia patient despite being told no. And as they point out in this article, they've written about the Dutch doctor, whose name is Marino Arends, who euthanized a woman with dementia struggling to stay alive. Readers may recall the doctor first drugged her patient's coffee, and then when the woman awakened and fought against being killed, had the family hold the patient down while administering the lethal injection. Not only was the doctor exonerated, but she was even praised by the judge. And she's now given an interview about the case. And the author here says, I wouldn't have thought it possible, but her wrongdoing is now even more apparent. The patient had said, while competent, that she would want euthanasia after becoming incompetent, but wanted to be the one to say when. She never did. Now, of course, this is not in writing. This is something that was verbally told to the doctor, apparently. But she wasn't just silent on the question. The patient affirmatively told Arends that she did not want to be euthanized. Not once, but twice. Not once, not twice, but three times. And as the DutchNews.nl points out, quote, I believed that her suffering was truly awful, and I knew that it could last for a long time. If you asked her, what would you think if I were to help you to die? She looked bewildered and said, that's going a bit far. I saw in her eyes that she didn't understand it anymore. Oh, you say no, but I know you mean yes. Wait a minute. Haven't we had this discussion when it comes to, sexual predators, you know? Oh, no. No means yes to some people, you know, like Bill Clinton, Joe Biden, and others. And I guess, you know, when it comes to somebody who really wants to euthanize you, no means yes to her, too, right? And so she said, it's good to get the confirmation. Do it. Just do it, she said, said the doctor. She said she'd asked the patient three times, and it had a negative reply. And she said, but I couldn't get this confirmation, and without it, I had to take this step. It was tremendously difficult. Oh, she's a hero for this, right? But for the best, I believed I was working within the boundaries of the law. And, of course, the judge patted her on the back. And we've seen this same story played out here in America, haven't we? We had a probate judge who killed Terry Schiavo, even though she had family who was not holding her down. Said, we will take care of her. And the judge demanded that she have food and water withdrawn, and they slowly killed her. Anybody who tried to give her a little bit of water was arrested. They had Christian protesters who were there. That happened under Jeb Bush, who was governor. That happened under George W. Bush, who was president. Nobody lifted a finger to help her. You know, some lives, I guess, just don't matter. Kind of like the kids who are being aborted. And we're going to talk about some Supreme Court decisions that have passed on abortion, passed on Second Amendment, many other things. I tell you, the Supreme Court has made a very, very hard left turn. And these Supreme Court justices that have been appointed by President Trump are immediately a disappointment. Immediately a disappointment. I'll tell you why when we come back. It just underscores, in my opinion, the folly of thinking that we're going to somehow handle judicial supremacy by getting the right people packed into the court. And we'll be able to do that by president, because every time a Republican president puts people in, they've got to pick from a pool of career bureaucrats and statists. And that's what Kavanaugh has come out as now. A career bureaucrat statist, just like Gorsuch has come out, just like Kavanaugh did previously. And Roberts and so forth. All of them appointed by Republicans. The Democrats always get exactly what they want. This kind of judicial tyranny is what is destroying this country.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back to the top of the hour, in case you're listening on radio or TV. I was talking about the case of euthanasia in the Netherlands, where the doctor was not only acquitted, but congratulated by the judge for killing the patient who had told her three times, "I do not want to die." Oh, well, you know, I could just tell from her eyes that she really didn't mean it. And went ahead and did that. And so, you know, we have these kinds of health decisions being made for us by other people all the time. A good example of this is what the FDA is doing with hydroxychloroquine. Completely politicized. It has to be attacked for several reasons. One of which is the President Trump mentioned it. Because there was, why did he mention it? Did he do the research? No. Was he pushing it? No. We had multiple cases of people doing research with it in multiple countries saying, hey, look, this works pretty effectively if you combine it with zinc and with azithromycin. And yet, because President Trump said that, it became a political hot potato. You even had a Democrat representative who said, hey, I appreciate President Trump mentioning that. I talked to my doctor. I had that, and it saved my life. And then she was excoriated by the political left for even saying that. And so the FDA, after a lot of back and forth contention, and again, President Trump was talking about this because, hey, I heard something's very effective. Let's put this around, and maybe we can stop this and get back to work and stop the lockdown. But they said, no. We're going to have a lockdown. We've got some expensive new pharmaceuticals or some new uses for some old pharmaceuticals like remdesivir that Fauci has been pushing for Gilead, the drug company. He's been pushing that for everything. The panacea, extremely expensive, has some very severe side effects, very, very severe side effects, has never been proven effective. They've tried to use it for AIDS. They've tried to use it for Ebola. They've tried to make a case for using it for the COVID-19. And every time they do, the studies show that it's not effective. It is very expensive, however, and a lot of profit can be made. And after Fauci rigged the tests, remember, the Chinese did the test. They said, actually, the death rates were a little bit higher for the remdesivir people than the other people. And they immediately shut that down. They took it off the WHO site. And then a week later, Fauci put out his study that wasn't reviewed. And it said, no, this is now the standard of care. And it still didn't show any good numbers. And so now they're coming after hydroxychloroquine. The FDA has warned against combining it with remdesivir. Well, there you go. You know, I mean, could it be that the remdesivir is killing you? So maybe you just don't take the remdesivir. Oh, no, but you must take that because why? Fauci say so. Fauci say so. You'll do what Fauci say, said the Chinese and the World Health Organization. He say so. Yeah, don't take the expensive, ineffective, and dangerous drug, remdesivir. There is no balm in Gilead. Of significant note, none of the studies cited that they're using to criticize hydroxychloroquine, none of the studies cited use zinc, which has been widely cited as the key, which hydroxychloroquine provides a tunnel into cells to halt virus replication. In fact, the FDA's letter doesn't even include the word zinc or even its symbol, ZN. Completely expurgated. Zinc is a easily obtainable. Well, actually, it's been kind of a run on it now. But normally, you can get it. It's very easy to get. But and they don't have it patented, so it can't be effective, right? But people are not buying it. They have a lot of comments on Market Watch's report about this. Zero Hedge collected those comments. Here's some of them. If you haven't realized that all these agencies that are supposed to protect us from unsafe, unethical practices of big corporations have been captured by those very same corporations. And this is nowhere more true than with the FDA. If you haven't noticed that, you're not paying attention. Pharmaceutical and vaccine industry are making a fortune by selling this patent medicine. And this is one of the reasons why they don't want to talk about intravenous vitamin C. They don't want to talk about zinc. They don't want to talk about zinc and a 60-year-old drug that's now out of patent. They want to wait. They want to hold off and push new expensive drugs and a vaccine that we're spending billions, literally billions of dollars. They don't know if it's going to work, but we're going to manufacture it for everybody at warp speed, Operation Warp Speed. Another one. So this is purely a political move. Looks like the FDA has been infiltrated by the globalist cabal who want Trump gone too. I'm no Trump fan, but I'm even lesser of a fan of bureaucrats who put politics ahead of lives, said one of the commenters. And of course, you know, we've also had the study that said, oh, this is really dangerous. And then the Lancet put it out, the most respected British medical journal, and they had to retract that because when they asked for the data, the people said, nah, we're not going to show you the data. Yeah, that should be red flags right there. And then the FDA has now canceled the emergency use of hydroxychloroquine. They will still graciously allow doctors to prescribe it off-label. Perhaps they won't try to pull the medical license of doctors who do it, like they did here in Texas, Governor Abbott. Or Governor Whitmer in Michigan threatening doctors with their losing their license if they did this. Why do we have politicians making medical decisions? We have people who are doctors who have been trained to do that. Get out of the doctor-patient relationship. Government should have no role there whatsoever. None whatsoever. They should not be dictating this for politics. And that's exactly politics and profit. That's what's going on right here. That's all this is about, politics and profit. They should not be in the parent-child relationship. Government should not be. And they should not be in the doctor-patient relationship. If they take away our informed consent, they have taken away one of our most, if not the most, vital freedom, because it is not only our life but our liberty that is at stake here. Both of those, when they get into take away our informed consent. So we have the Trump campaign planning on using masks and hand sanitizers and making everybody wear masks at this rally. Oh, that's something to cheer about, isn't it? Now, we've been taken captive by this cabal, this globalist cabal. You going to still show up and cheer at the MAGA rally? Like a bunch of dumbed down slaves with your masks on? We got the U.S. Surgeon General, of course, Jerome Adams. In late February, he said, stop buying masks. Then in March, he said, if you have a mask and it makes you feel better, then by all means, wear it. And then in April, he said, well, we need you to do this. If not for your abuela, then do it for your big mama or do it for your pop-pop. Now, these references are pretty much lost on me because I'm a white guy. But he's appealing to their ethnic sensibilities, I guess. Maybe corn pop? Do it for corn pop. And now he's saying some feel face coverings infringe on their freedom of choice. But if more wear them, we will have more freedom to go out. Have we reached peak Orwellian double speak now? Now you've got the U.S. Surgeon General. And again, why do we need a U.S. Surgeon General? Eliminate that office. And this guy is the best example of why we don't need one. Another useless bureaucrat. Unelected, and selling us an agenda. Wear the mask and you will be more free, right? Jerome Adams, the U.S. Surgeon General. Yes, slavery equals freedom. Straight out of George Orwell's 1984. Slavery equals freedom. Of course, you know, Mike Adams said the same thing too. He's not related to Jerome Adams, I don't think. You know, Mike Adams was saying, if you don't wear masks, then they're going to force you to take a vaccine. So you're stupid if you don't wear masks because they're going to force you to take a vaccine. So if you wear a mask, you'll be free. See the calculus there? Bow and kneel and scrape to them. Let them dictate whatever you do. I mean, if they want you to hop on one leg and spin around, do that. Because if you don't, they might give you a vaccine. Well, let me tell you something. If they have the ability to force you to wear masks, You think they'll force you to take a vaccine? You think they'll think that they've got the ability to force you to take a vaccine? All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Supreme Court and the insanity that's happening there. Stay with it.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Coffee and energy drinks provide a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go, TurboForce. TurboForce from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used across the globe to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. TurboForce is a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. Try adding this to your daily routine and revolutionize your day today.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexipure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexipure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexipure Pro.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and, in some ways, even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the vanilla coconut protein bars.
Mm, I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live protein bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new deep specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
I was talking to My Patriot Supplier at Great Suppliers. You can now save 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The
Yeah, let's talk about the deception, because as we frequently see with the Supreme Court, one thing does lead to another. And of course, how did we get here? We got here by the idea that the Supreme Court will, it goes back to Marbury versus Madison. They gave themselves the power to determine whether laws are constitutional or not. By doing that, as Thomas Jefferson argued, they essentially gave themselves the power to negate everything. You have judicial supremacy. That's what you should be worried about. Black robe supremacy. These people are over everything, especially now that we have thrown out the 10th Amendment and the federal government determines everything. These nine political appointees are the ones who are going to determine what the federal government does. So now the Supreme Court has ruled that American workers cannot be fired for being gay or trans, and they defied the White House. And this decision was written by Neil Gorsuch, which many people believed would be the successor of Scalia. He had clerked for Scalia, I believe, if I remember correctly. Matter of fact, I had high hopes for Gorsuch, not so much for Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh looked like, you know, as Gerald Celente would say, one of these little white shoe boys. He'd been groomed at all the Washington prep schools. He was the ultimate insider. And I know how these people typically go. But on this particular one, Kavanaugh was on the right side. He's been on the wrong side in a previous case. But on this one, Gorsuch went off the rails, quite frankly. And a landmark ruling, writes Zero Hedge, by the U.S. Supreme Court, which now features two new justices appointed by President Trump. Gay, lesbian, bisexual, and trans individuals cannot be legally discriminated against in employment, meaning that they cannot be fired. They cannot, you cannot refuse to hire somebody simply because they are LGBTQA plus whatever, however many other letters they want to add to that. And, they now say that, LGBTQ people are now a protected class under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Do you think that was the original intent? These people have denied the original intent of the Constitution and all the amendments that were written in it. They are now denying the original intent of a 1964 law. And the justices conceded that the sexual orientation may not have been on the minds of anyone in Congress when the Civil Rights Law was passed back in the wake of President JFK's assassination. Of course not. But the judges ruled that firing a male employee for dating men, but not a female employee for dating men, would represent illegal discrimination. All right, let's have a little thought exercise here. Let's imagine that you're a Christian organization. And you have an individual who is working for you or wants to be hired by you. And he says, well, I'm married, but, you know, that doesn't stop me from sleeping with anybody that I want to sleep with. And you say, well, I'm sorry, but we're a Christian organization and we don't hire people. Well, wait, you're going to discriminate against me because I'm an adulterer? I'm proud of my adultery. As a matter of fact, I have an organization and I recruit people to be adulterers. We're so proud of our sin. And you say, well, I'm sorry, you're not eligible to be part of our organization. We reject the concept of adultery as a sin. Well, you don't have a right to do that. This is my decision, and you have to abide by my decision. I don't have to abide by your decision. You see, we've just been told that private organizations can censor political speech. You know, they can keep you out of a debate. They can keep you off of social media. They can deplatform you. They can deperson you. But now, when it comes to LGBT issues, private organization has no rights whatsoever. It's the individual who will dictate the terms. That's what we're talking about here. So, you know, this is what we're talking about, and this is going to come back on churches. This is targeted towards churches. And Gorsuch has just thrown the churches under the bus. They've already agreed with Fauci that they're not essential. So this is just going to be the final stroke into Christian organizations and churches. The interesting thing is, this is a, the particular case here was Gerald Bostock. He was fired from a county job in Georgia after he joined a gay football team. and also the relatives of another individual, Donald Zarda, a skydiving instructor, fired after he told a female client not to worry about being strapped tightly to him during a jump because he was 100% gay. Zarda died before this decision was now being a skydiving instructor. Maybe you should be worried about more than being strapped to somebody because of their sexual orientation if you're jumping out of a plane. I don't know if that's how he died. You know, there are other considerations, but of course, we don't seem to understand what risk is in this country anymore, do we? Nevertheless, in a separate case, SCOTUS also ruled that the Title VII law from 1964 outlaws discrimination against transgender employees. Now, I want you to think about that for a moment here. Because if we look at this 6-3 decision that came out yesterday, Gorsuch, who was, and this is an apology that is put out by Breitbart, somebody writing there, Pollack, says, trying to spin this in a positive way. The Gorsuch decision in the LGBT discrimination case shows religious freedom and LGBT rights coexist. No, they don't. No, they don't. How could a commentator for any organization, let alone Breitbart, say that the LGBT wants to coexist with religious organizations? Their agenda is to purge religious organizations. They will not tolerate anybody that disagrees with them. They demand not your tolerance, but they demand that you celebrate what they do. They demand that you bow to what they do. You have to agree that they make the rules, just like BLM. Nevertheless, this is his spin to try to make things look good for Trump and the Republicans. He said, Gorsuch, when he was a 10th Circuit judge, wrote a concurring opinion in the Hobby Lobby case, which allowed private companies to exert their religious freedom in denying contraceptive coverage under Obamacare. Okay? So that was Hobby Lobby said, we don't want to be forced to buy Obamacare insurance that's going to pay for abortions because that violates our religious beliefs. And so he said, as a 10th Circuit court judge, he wrote the opinion that said, yeah, they have that freedom. Now he comes back and he says that, no, we're going to allow people to sue you if they are proud of their sin and you're a Christian organization or a church and you don't want to hire people who are proud of their sin. You know, they come to, if a man comes to you dressed as a woman and says, I'm a transgender, and you say, well, I'm sorry, but I don't want to hire you as the face of this organization because we don't support that kind of behavior. Oh, no, we're going to treat that as if it was biological sex, biological race, or gender. And it's not. This is one of the reasons why they were pushing the concept of the gay gene, because they said, well, we want to include that. But now you've got people who are saying, well, I reject biological constructs of sex. We'll be right back.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so, populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world. And they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. Infowars.com.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfowarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfowarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfowarsStore.com.
I don't like coming to you every day on the radio and TV stations that you watch and listen to us on and telling you all these horrible things. But you notice almost everything we've talked about horrible has come true. We were warning everybody to try to stop it. It's like telling somebody if you got a pool, put a fence around it if you have little kids. Because even if they're good swimmers, they can hit their head and drown. People don't listen. They go out and their kid's dead in the pool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the death of the third world and the collapse of the first world. And this is 21st century warfare carried out by the globalists. And they admit they've orchestrated it. They admit it's, quote, good to save the earth. And they're teaching us to be more frugal. And they want to make us poor so they can dictate our surrender to this post-human technocracy. I know all this sounds insane when I was talking about it 25 years ago. But now it's public because it's their operations manual. I wish this wasn't the case. But there really are evil psychopaths in control of most major institutions, and we've got to stop them.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Well, if you want to change the world, you should be a Supreme Court judge. And then even if you don't know what to do, you can tell everybody else what to do. And that's what we're seeing right now. In spite of the efforts by some to try to spin this, this is a total disaster, and it should be another sign that you need to rethink the strategy that has failed to overturn Roe v. Wade for 50 years or so, nearly. The idea that we're going to elect a Republican president, and this is one of the things that has focused our attention so much on national elections, on presidential elections, is the abortion issue and other issues. But it began for the conservatives with abortion, saying, well, we have this activist court. Now, if we can not address the problem of an activist court, but if we can use that to our advantage, and we haven't been able to do that, again, because we've always got to pick from a pool of established statist bureaucrats. They're the only ones you're going to be allowed to pick from. And that it's a failed strategy. It's proven to fail. How many decades do we have to go before people give up on this idiotic idea? It works for the left. And as long as we embrace the idea that the Supreme Court should be able to do whatever they wish, completely devoid of what the law and the Constitution says, completely devoid of what the state constitutions say or what state referenda say, They should be able to dictate terms, override state constitutions, override elections, anything. The Constitution itself they can override. As long as we support that and say, well, someday we're going to have enough conservatives there that we'll be able to override the Constitution and the state constitutions and elections and so forth for our purposes. When you embrace that, even if it worked, you don't deserve to win. You embrace the tactics of the left, you become the monsters that they are. You just have a different set of priorities. But it doesn't work, and it will never work for conservatives because you don't get to pick from people who want limited government. You get to pick from career bureaucrats, and this is what we get. So when I look at this article from Breitbart, I'm absolutely astounded at the nonsense coming out of Pollack. There's more to the Gorsuch ruling than the kind of leftward drift conservatives always fear on the court. Conservatives argued that Gorsuch has let down his predecessor, Scalia, by abandoning a textual approach to the issue of sexuality and gender. Well, I am one such person. I don't call myself a conservative. But quite frankly, that's what has happened. And if you don't believe me, listen to what Alito and Kavanaugh say about that. Samuel Alito, one of the other Supreme Court justices, who has been consistent, by the way. The only consistent conservatives that we've got are Alito and Clarence Thomas. But Alito said this. He called the majority decision written by Justice Neil Gorsuch, the Trump appointee, breathtaking in its arrogance. Kavanaugh said the best way for judges to demonstrate that we're deciding cases based on the ordinary meaning of the law is to walk the walk. So you're going to call yourself a textualist? This is what this means, simply, folks, is the idea argued by Scalia that the words mean what the words say and that they have to decide cases based on what the text says and that it is not a living document that they can interpret based on their feelings about how it's going to affect society or whatever, that they should just look at the text. Does the text say this or not? I mean, that's hard enough to decide, isn't it? But they don't even pay any attention to what the text has to say. That is textualism. And also take a look at original intent, but because that's also written down. But it's what it says. And we saw this with the judges refusing to allow President Trump to put a immigration ban on seven countries. Five of those seven countries are Muslim. There are 50 Muslim countries. They called it a Muslim ban. And of course, you know, North Korea and Venezuela are not Muslim countries, but, and they were part of the seven group. But that didn't matter because to a judge, the judge didn't look at the law and say, well, this law is discriminatory against Muslims. But he said, well, you know, I think that the president doesn't like Muslims, so I'm going to call it a Muslim ban because even though it says nothing about that in the text of the law, I'm going to read my opinion and my feeling about what his personal motivation is into this and then make my decision based on that, not on what the law says. And so this whole fight that we had hoped, and as a matter of fact, LGBT activist, an actress, or maybe an actor, I don't know, Laverne Cox. So they call Laverne Cox an actress, a transgender actress. So then maybe that means that Laverne Cox is a guy. I don't know too much about the Cox, but Friday, she said, the Department of Health and Human Services ruled Obamacare's non-discrimination protections for sex and gender identity would be scrapped based on the plain meaning of the word sex as male or female and determined by biology. She said, I was shocked, quite frankly. It is still shocking that they would do something like that. And she said, I was also shocked because Gorsuch is a textualist. And it's really shocking because he's not paying attention to what the text of the law says. He's reading into it, whatever he wants. She goes on to say, according to my friend who works for the ACLU, this decision from the Supreme Court today makes the rule from HHS, Housing and Human Services, moot. In terms of discrimination that the Department of HHS was trying to implement around transgender folks and healthcare, because now we've got a federal law explicitly saying sex discrimination actually includes gender identity. So when we look at what Alito and Thomas had to say about this and their counter opinion, This is very important. Listen to what they say the effect of this is going to be. The effect of the court's reasoning may be to force young women to compete against students who have a very significant biological advantage, including students who have the size and strength of a male, but identify as a female, and students who are taking male hormones in order to transition from female to male. So we know that's what's going to be the case, right? Can't discriminate. If some guy wants to compete in women's sports and says, well, I feel like I'm a woman. Well, you got to let him and let him beat all the women and take all the medals. This is why the L's are fighting the T's in the LGBT. This is why you got this nasty spat between J.K. Rowling and all these Hollywood types. You know, she's fine until somebody infringes on her feminist privileges. And then she's going to stand up for sanity. Wait a minute. You're not a woman. I'm a woman, and I get special protection for that. Anyway, housing, they go on to say, housing, the court's decision may lead to Title IX cases against any college that resists assigning students of the opposite biological sex as roommates. So if you've got some guy wearing a skirt and he wants to get in the women's dorm, do they even have that anymore? I don't know. They did when we were in school. Maybe they're all co-ed dorms, so now they're going to have co-ed bedrooms. Anyway, the problem is perhaps more acute when it comes to employment of teachers. A school's standards for its faculty communicate a particular way of life to its students, and a violation by the faculty of those precepts may undermine the school's moral teaching. So you can kiss Christian schools goodbye. Thank you, Neil Gorsuch. Healthcare benefits may emerge as an intense battleground in the court's holding. Transgender employees have brought suit under Title VII to challenge employer-provided health insurance plans that do not cover costly sex reassignment surgery. So now that gets paid. And so now you're not going to just be, they're not going to just try to get you to pay for abortions, but they're going to try to get you to pay for sex assignment. Freedom of speech. The court's decision will affect the way employers address their employees and the way teachers and school officials address students. This is the opinion, not of me, but of Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas. And quite frankly, they're right. Unfortunately, President Trump says, well, they've ruled. I've read the decision, but we live with their decision. That's what it's all about. Really? Really? I have more to say about that. Stay with us.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the vanilla coconut protein bars.
I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live protein bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new deep specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and, in some ways, even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm from New Bern, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Churches for the last 92 days, because they're now 92 days of lockdown, they've been told they're not really essential. We'll throw them a little bit of relief occasionally here and there in some places. We'll let you open up 50%, says our Republican Governor Abbott. Thank you, Governor Abbott. You shut churches down by 50%. And now the Supreme Court has said, well, we're going to throw all the churches into the and religious schools, and even the sports teams and the dormitories and the bathrooms are going to throw all those into the courts, and people can sue each other endlessly because you have President Trump's appointee, Neil Gorsuch, has now jumped into bed with the LGBT agenda. And again, this is an agenda by saying, well, we're going to include homosexual sex and we're going to include transgender sex along with race and sex discrimination. Those are things that were there because you have no say-so over what skin color you are. And again, I reject that classification of race as a Christian. God has made us all of one blood. And if you want to go by skin pigment, that makes no more sense to me than it does if you're talking about somebody's hair color. You're going to discriminate against blondes or redheads or people with brown hair, whatever. I mean, that's ludicrous. And it ought to be equally ludicrous to distinguish against people who have different shades of melanin. Because we are all one blood. That's what I believe as a Christian. That's what the Bible teaches. We're all descended from Adam and from Noah's family. So it's a distinction that is a non-issue. It's a big deal for people who are followers of Charles Darwin. Because I've got that story here. You got a guy who's saying, well, I'm worried they're going to start coming after the statues of Darwin next because, you know, he promoted big time racism and sexism. You know, he talked about how men were so superior to women. He talked about how inferior other races were to his. And he also was a eugenicist, you know, for all those things. They're going to be taking down the statues of Charles Darwin next. It's like, bye-bye. I won't be crying any tears about that. But when we look at this and we look to see where we are, everybody, regardless of what you think about these issues, you ought to be concerned about judicial supremacy and the tyranny that comes with it. Just as we said, when they redefined marriage, they have no authority. The federal government at any level has no authority to define what marriage is. That is something that's a power that belongs to the states and to the people. And the Supreme Court rejected the power of the states and the people who had defined it over and over again in their constitutions and their elections. They had defined what they wanted marriage to be in their state. And the Supreme Court said, no, we can decide that at the federal level and we will be the ones who decide that. And so they crafted their arbitrary definition of that, just like they crafted their arbitrary definition of when life begins. And we should be very concerned about the way they throw our rights around. And we should reject this idea. Nevertheless, President Trump accepts it. He says, they've ruled. I've read the decision. Some people were surprised, but they've ruled, and we live with their decision. That's what it's all about. We live with the decision of the Supreme Court. Very powerful, a very powerful decision, actually. Can you believe that? We live with their decision. That's what it's all about. How pathetic and just flat out stupid weak that is. The man has never read the Constitution. He doesn't have a single bone in his back. President Trump. I know Andrew Jackson. I know you like to compare yourself to Andrew Jackson. You got photographs of Andrew Jackson in your office. Take down those photographs of Andrew Jackson. You are no Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson stood up to the Supreme Court. Andrew Jackson stood up to the central bank. You have bowed and scraped before them like some police chief in Cary, North Carolina, bowing and scraping to Black Lives Matter. You've laid prostrate on the floor. You've washed their feet. You've kissed their feet. You've kneeled and bowed and scraped to these people. You are pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. We live with their decisions? No, we don't. We need a president like Andrew Jackson. You know, he said the Supreme Court made their decision. Let's see them enforce it because under the Constitution, they don't have the authority to make a lot of decisions like that. And he said that in the context of something that I absolutely disagreed with. He was, what the context of that decision, when he said that, the Supreme Court had said, well, yeah, he can remove the Cherokee out of North Carolina and Georgia and ship them to Oklahoma. Well, that was wrong. That was a morally wrong thing to do. And they realized that. And so then they changed their mind within a year. And he said, well, the Supreme Court's made their decision. Let's see him enforce it. And he went ahead and did it. It's called the Trail of Tears. It was a horrible thing that Andrew Jackson did, but he had the authority under the Constitution to do that. The Supreme Court did not have the authority to do that. So do we live by the Supreme Court's decisions? You know, they've made a lot of decisions and they've changed their minds on not just the Trail of Tears. They changed their mind on the Dred Scott decision. We don't have to send slaves back to their masters anymore, do we? They changed their mind on the First Amendment. It was, as we were getting into World War I, I think it was 1917, you had a film producer who made a movie, Spirit of 1776, called The Spirit of 76. And it was about the American Revolution. Wilson wanted to get us in on the side of the British. He said, you're going to censor that because I don't like the way you portrayed the British in certain ways. He said, no, I'm not going to censor it. So they convicted him, sent him to jail, and gave him a massive fine for 1917, $10,000. He appealed to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said there is no First Amendment protection for movies. And that stood until the 1950s. And then they said, no, there is. We've had Supreme Court decisions that have said that we have a digital public square and so forth. Look, we have to assert, because we're not going to have a president who's going to do this. And we're not going to get a president who is going to be able to find from the pool that he's allowed to pick from, any Supreme Court justices are going to actually rule according to the law as it's written. And so we're going to have to assert our 10th Amendment rights. We're going to have people who stand up at the local level and say, you don't have any authority under the Constitution. But we don't. We have people who say, well, that's their decision. We have to live with their decision. That's what it's all about. We live with the decision of the Supreme Court. Very powerful, very powerful. Okay, great. Alito, Kavanaugh, and Clarence Thomas said the court tries to convince readers that it is merely enforcing the terms of the statute. But that is preposterous. Even as understood today, the concept of discrimination because of sex is different from discrimination because of sexual orientation or gender identity. They also pointed out as Alito was saying in the decision, he said, briefs filed by a wide range of religious groups, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, expressed deep concern that the position now adopted by this court will trigger open conflict with faith-based employment practices of numerous churches, synagogues, mosques, and other religious institutions. And, of course, also with schools, dorms, bathrooms, sports, all of that. They went on to say, in terms of how this is going to be a open season for religious persecution, at least some teachers and applicants may be blocked from recovering such claims by the ministerial exception that was recognized in our case, Hosanna Tabor Evangelical Lutheran Church and School. Well, isn't that nice? The Supreme Court has invented a ministerial exception. See, we have a First Amendment. And they don't care about that. We referenced back to our previous decision where we carved out a little bit of an exception. He said, but even if you have people with those responsibilities qualify, what about other visible school employees who may or may not qualify for a ministerial exception? Meanwhile, Gorsuch writes, the opinion that how these doctrines are protecting religious liberty interact with this new decision are questions for future cases. And believe me, he has just thrown open the Pandora's box about that. President Trump, meanwhile, is playing 4D chess. As Babylon Bee points out, he has announced that he is gay, so he cannot be fired from the presidency. Men, I love them, said Trump. Yep, I'm gay. 100% all about the rainbow, the men raining from the sky and all that stuff. Totally gay. So you can't remove him, right? Maybe he is. Whatever he is not Andrew Jackson. And he doesn't know anything about the Constitution, and he doesn't give a fig about liberty, especially religious liberty. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we the people are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream.
It's the David Knight Show.
Of course, the actions of the Supreme Court go beyond just what they did as described by Rod Dreher. Thanks to two GOP appointees, Roberts and Gorsuch, churches and schools that discriminate against LGBTs stand at risk of losing tax-exempt status. It's hard to overstate the magnitude of this loss for religious freedom. Another individual tweets out, Daniel Horowitz says, here we go. The conservative, quote-unquote, SCOTUS, codifies transgenderism into the 1964 Act. The fourth massacre of the day at SCOTUS. Gorsuch, Roberts joined liberals in a majority. I opposed both Trump nominees, and I was right. What a pathetic movement. What a fraud. That's real originalism there, or textualism, if you want. Because they also tossed out a dozen gun rights cases as well, which sought to overturn a slew of state-level firearms restrictions, including magazine capacity limits and handgun carry bans. There you go. So it's also the Second Amendment, not just the First Amendment, that was attacked and further mutilated by the Supreme Court yesterday with the assistance of Republican-appointed judges. One of them, Gorsuch, just recently appointed. But, of course, Kavanaugh, even though he's on the right side here, has been on the wrong side of Planned Parenthood cases, refused to hear a pair petition. From Kansas and Louisiana, again, it was Kavanaugh joining with Roberts, just like today, or yesterday, it was Gorsuch joining with Roberts. Yeah, Roberts has become the leader of the left, hasn't he? This, the chief justice, the chief injustice. And as we look at this decision, you've got Rosanna Arquette. And I guess we're supposed to care because she's a has-been actress. Hey, remember me? I was an actress like back in the 80s or something. But she gets headlines on Breitbart because she says Clarence Thomas has always been a pig. Let me tell you, you know, Clarence Thomas has always been right pretty much on most of these things. One of the few justices who has. One of the reasons why he was hated so much by Joe Biden. Joe Biden despised him because he believed in the concept of natural rights, which was fundamental to the Declaration of Independence, the whole reason given in the Declaration of Independence for our existence as a nation. Joe Biden opposed that and opposed Clarence Thomas on that basis. Now, the people like Rosanna Arquette, the Hollywood left, the Hollywood has-beens, they wanted Clarence Thomas kicked out because of a he-said-she-said claim by Anita Hill. And yet, a couple of years later, Anita Hill and all these feminists were siding with Bill Clinton over violent rape and sexual assault charges by a slew of people. Very well documented. And, of course, they all sided with Bill Clinton just to show what pigs they are, quite frankly. So when we look at these losses, this also includes sanctuary law on undocumented immigrants. The Supreme Court has sided with California. Surprise, surprise on that. Again, Alito and Clarence Thomas wanted to hear the administration's appeal, but they've decided that they are not going to even listen to anything about the California sanctuary law. They will leave that in place just like they will leave all of the dozen cases that had to do with infringements of our right, the right of the people to keep and bear arms. So the Supreme Court's not interested in that. Instead, they want to give special benefits and the right to sue and the right to destroy all private association, private schools, religious schools, churches by embracing not only, you know, the argument again, as I said, was, well, you know, God made me that way. That's what you had Pete Buttigieg say. God made me that way. Except the other people who say, well, you know, no, biology doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how God made me. It's how I want to think. So you just need to embrace that same doublethink because, again, we're living in Orwellian times. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I said, it wasn't just the damage done to the First Amendment by the Supreme Court yesterday, but it was also the damage done to the Second Amendment. They've declined to take up about a dozen gun rights cases that had placed a lot of restrictions on firearms. You know, the way that is worded in the Second Amendment is called infringements. You can call it restrictions so that it's not obvious to a lot of people that it's a direct violation of the Second Amendment, but it is still a direct violation of the Second Amendment. One of the cases out of Massachusetts, the justices declined to weigh in on Massachusetts' ban on certain semi-automatic firearms and high-capacity magazines. A dispute over a similar rule in Cook County, Illinois, Chicago, was also rejected by the Supreme Court. In the case from California, the justices turned away a challenge to a state law that requires handguns sold in the state to use micro-stamping technology and to meet specific design requirements. And I think these are probably I may be wrong, but I think there's probably technological demands for things that haven't been invented yet. You know, kind of like Operation Warp Speed. We're going to demand that you get a vaccine. We're going to fund to the tune of $1.2 billion the manufacture of a non-existent vaccine. Because, you know, if you fund it, it will come. The vaccine of dreams. There you go. That's it. Maybe they could change it from Operation Warp Speed to the vaccine of dreams. And so Clarence Thomas and Brett Kavanaugh dissented from this, talking about the Supreme Court and its decade-long failure to protect the Second Amendment, as they said. Thomas wrote, "This court would almost certainly review the constitutionality of a law requiring citizens to establish a justifiable need before exercising their free speech rights." Would they? Would they? You would think, right? I'm not quite so sure about that. I'm not quite so sure. You know, especially somebody can say, well, we got private property rights here. We got a private organization here that's run by the elite of the two political parties, and they say they don't want anybody in debates, and they don't want them on the ballots either. So that's okay, because it's a private organization doing that. That's why I said I've seen this whole game played for decades, my entire life. That's why when people talk about, well, you know, Silicon Valley, they can censor InfoWars, they can deperson me. That's fine. That's fine. They're a private organization. They can do whatever they want. It's like, really? So I guess a private organization can take your house, take your car if they want, if they're big enough. Maybe they can come to your house and shoot you in the head. If they're a private organization, they can do whatever they want, right? Didn't we have government for the purpose of protecting our God-given rights and our life and liberty? Oh, no, no. If it's a big corporation, they can do whatever they want. Free speech is gone. Anything is gone, right? Anyway, Clarence Thomas said, well, you know, if you had to get, if you had to show a justifiable need before you could exercise your free speech rights, we wouldn't even think twice about that. And yet it seems highly unlikely that the court would allow a state to enforce a law requiring a woman to provide a justifiable need before seeking an abortion. But today, faced with a petition challenging just such a restriction on citizens' Second Amendment rights, the court simply looks the other way. That's exactly right. Clarence Thomas, right again. All right, let's take a look at, while we're talking about firearms, let's take a look at deadly force, the use of deadly force. When is it justified to shoot somebody? You know, we've had a major riot and now a second incident happening in Atlanta. A Wendy's nearby was burned down because a guy was sleeping in his car and the police engage with him. He runs. They shoot him in the back. But before we take a look at that, I want to show you a robbery that happens in a store. And a guy comes in and he's got a gun. And he starts shooting. And it turns out there's an employee there who also has a gun and he exchanges fire. And I want you to go through this event and we'll show you this first. And then we'll talk about this Wendy's Atlanta shooting. So let's play video clip number four. This is actually coming from attorney Mark Victor and gun expert John Correa. They have a YouTube channel and they've talked to this particular individual at length, but here is the event from several different angles, and he narrates this as it's going through. So video clip number four.
Come in the door here. You see the first employee is just going to kind of see him, whatever, and then our good guy, Salah, comes up and sees him pull a gun, pulls his own and gets after him, actually has a malfunction on the second round, clears it, keeps going with the guy who fights back, and finally puts one in him right there just above the bad guy's right hip. And now he starts telling him, hey, man, don't move. I've got a shot on you if you touch that gun. And the guy's going to sneak away from his gun, and he is then going to kind of crawl his way to the door with a hip with a bullet in it, which was 150 grain HST. Now, I want to show you another angle after he runs off. We see a second angle here as the employee comes up. Guy's coming in with his face covered. And Salah here is going to grab his firearm, go very fast, get two shots, and then a malfunction. Guy gets a couple shots on his way right there, a third one. Bad guy ended up firing six shots total, and Salah fired five shots total. We see it from a third angle here. One, two, and there's the malfunction. He's got to clear that gun, gets it cleared. Third, fourth shot didn't do anything there, but the fifth one certainly did and put
all
him
right,
down.
Pause it right there. Now pause it right there. Okay, now, they've shown that from three different angles. One from behind the counter, one from in front of the counter, and then one from kind of by the side of the counter. And for those of you who are listening on a podcast or radio, what is happening here is the two guys see each other. They both draw. The guy's got, you know, pulls out his gun first, but the employee behind the counter is very fast. He pulls out his, realizes that it's a stick up with a gun, and they start shooting. And the guy, the robber, ducks down the other side of the counter. And so he's like shooting over. They're each trying to shoot over the counter at each other and missing. But the guy gets one shot in the robber. And then as you heard, he said, don't touch that gun. At that point, he said, don't touch the gun. I've got you in my sights or whatever. And the guy crawled away from the gun and he's crawling on the floor. And you see that going on for quite some time. He gets to the door, he jumps up and he runs. Now, more happens. Let's continue with the clip.
Put him down. Now then we go back to this second angle. I want you to kind of see what our, you know, good guys are doing here while the bad guy does his holy cow, I've been shot crawl to the door as he is going to, try to get the heck away. And he does that. He's going to crawl his way all the way to the door and run the heck out of there. Now, interesting here. I'm going to let it play a little bit because I want you to see how the follow up goes. He's going to go over not to go out the door and chase the guy, but to secure his firearm. Going to bring that over here and secure the bad guy's firearm. Again, bad guy fired six times here, and then he's going to call 911. Now, he's going to actually go out the front door, go watch the interview that I did with him, and you'll learn all the specifics here. He's going to go warn the neighbors to close the doors, call the cops. Took the cops 12 minutes to arrive. He's going to actually console his co-worker here. They were not hurt, either one, and that is where this one.
Okay, now, when you look at that, he shoots the guy once, and he says, don't touch the gun. And the guy crawls away and escapes. And so then he goes and he warns the other neighbors, hey, there's a dangerous guy that's out here. He calls the police, 911. They take 12 minutes to get there. But think about what would have happened if it was a police officer. Would he have stopped with that guy having taken a shot at him? He would have emptied his gun into him. Then he would have pulled out a second gun and emptied it into him as well. And see, that's the difference between qualified immunity and what a citizen has to do. Because let's take a look now at video clip number 3. This is the shooting that has set Atlanta on fire, literally and metaphorically. These are the cops waking up a sleeping father in Wendy's. And then as the guy flees, I want you to see what happens. Now, he's running away. His back is turned. Okay. And the cop continues to shoot him. He had taken the taser, I believe, from the guy. But he didn't have a gun. He wasn't, you know, he was running away. And so the rule that you're taught when you take concealed carry is that when the person is not a threat to you, you don't have any, you know, most states, especially states that recognize it with a castle law. You don't have a duty to flee if somebody attacks you in your home or in your car. But you shouldn't, you know, once the attack is broken and the people are running away, you're not allowed to shoot them in the back. Unless you're a cop. Because they have qualified immunity. And that's the core issue of what needs to be reformed here. And yet that was rejected by the Supreme Court as well.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the vanilla coconut protein bars.
I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live protein bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new deep specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
I was talking to My Patriot Supplier at Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins. So please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high-quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I just showed you a couple of different shootings. One of them was an individual in his store with a concealed carry gun. And they had a guy come in with a mask over his face and pulled a gun, and the two of them started shooting at each other. The good guy got one shot into the other guy's hip. He dropped the gun, and he's crawling away from it. The guy's got the gun on him and said, "Don't go for your gun, or I will continue to shoot." Very different than what would happen with a police officer involved in that situation because of their training and because of the training of the individual and because the individual doesn't have immunity. And so I think this highlights when you contrast that with what happened in Atlanta. And here's basically what happened with this shooting that has caused an outbreak of more riots in Atlanta. The Atlanta police responded to the call of a man asleep in a Wendy's drive-thru. Asleep in the drive-thru. Something is wrong. However, instead of trying to wake the guy up, somebody decided they would call the police. The first body camera video worn by one of the officers shows him approaching the sleeping father of three in his car about 10:40 p.m. on Friday night. He knocks on the window to wake him up. The officer opens the door and says to Brooks, the person who was later killed, "Hey, man, you're parked in the middle of a drive-thru line here." At first, Brooks did not appear to respond. When he does wake up, he appears to be disoriented, incoherent. So the police officer asks whether he's tired, and he tells him to pull over into a parking spot. Eventually, he moves the vehicle after some more prodding from the officer, who had to wake him up a second time. Obviously, there's something wrong. He asks him if he's been drinking. He says, "I only had one drink." As he's searching for his license, he radios to make several requests for another officer to conduct a DUI test. Brooks, the person who was asleep and disoriented and so forth, appears to be disoriented, probably should not have been driving. He says, "Well, I'm just visiting." "Who are you visiting?" "My mother's gravesite." "Oh, I'm sorry to hear that," says the officer. He says, "You know, I think you've had too much to drink to be driving. Put your hands behind your back." At this point, there's a struggle, and the two officers force him to the ground. He then grabs a taser from one of the officer's hand, and the officer says, "Hands off the effing taser, hands off the taser." He then gets up and starts running after hitting the officer in the face. In the surveillance video released by the Georgia Bureau of Investigation on Sunday, he's seen running away as the police officer follows him. The police officer then switches from his taser to his handgun before Brooks turns and points the taser at him, which is a fatal mistake. For pointing the taser at him, the police officer then shoots him with a gun, fires three shots, two of which hit him in the back and killed him. Okay, so we can look at this and we can talk about what is happening with it. But again, if there is not qualified immunity on this, if there is a different kind of training, if the police unions did not have as much power as they do, I think that a police officer would respond more like that guy that you saw in the store. I mean, that guy was being shot at with a gun, right? And he didn't continue to exercise lethal force. Yet, as we see this happening, and as this whole thing is spinning out of control, on the police side, we have a New York police officer shot dead while sitting in a police car. While sitting in a police car. Three New York City police officers intentionally poisoned with bleach at a Manhattan location of the Shake Shack franchise. And of course, it's just the employees that are there. It's not the corporation itself. But it's some rogue employees. 18 Atlanta cops quit. The LAPD cannot afford to pay $40 million overtime. Police morale is hitting rock bottom. You've got a couple of lawyers who are in New York City, and they were caught throwing Molotov cocktails at police officers in their cars. They are now facing life in prison. The entire Florida SWAT team has resigned after the police chief takes a knee with a protester. And again, I'm not a fan of SWAT teams. I agree with Rand Paul. I think that no-knock raids and the war on drugs ought to be outlawed. Well, actually, the war on drugs is already outlawed. They're just not paying attention to the Constitution. There is no authority for the UN war on drugs. I've said it a million times. I'll say it one more time. We have the 18th and 21st Amendment, which testify to the power of the 10th Amendment. They had to have a constitutional amendment when the government had respect for the Constitution. They required an 18th Amendment to prohibit alcohol. And then later they overturned that with the 21st Amendment. Because under the 10th Amendment, there is no power for the federal government to prohibit anything. Alcohol, pot, whatever. Cocaine, no power to do that. You can argue whether it's a good policy or not. They realized that alcohol prohibition was counterproductive, and after 50 years, we ought to understand that about our drug prohibition, that it has caused more problems. And one of the problems that we've seen is militarization of the police, SWAT teams with no-knock raids and so forth. But what is the answer to this? How do we reform this, short of having a civil war and total anarchy? President Trump, a Daily Caller, says the executive order will have three main components. This is apparently released to them by a senior administration official that they got their hands on. And here are the three main components. See if you think this is going to help or if it'll make matters worse. Number one, creating credentialing and a credentialing and certification program. So that means that the federal government is going to credential and certify everybody. Let me just stop right here and say, even if the next two were excellent, this is perhaps the worst thing that could happen. Real conservatives, people at the John Birch Society and so forth, have been fighting the idea that we would nationalize and globalize the police for decades. Yeah, going back to the mid-20th century. And that's precisely what President Trump would do with this proposal. Credential and certify people from the federal government to be in law enforcement. This is a complete takeover. It's been incremental at this point. But just like the lockdown, the things that they laid in place now are going to be cemented in place by the Trump administration. The next one, information sharing. Create a national database that would track officers with excessive use of force complaints. Well, that sounds good. The problem is that when you look at this proposal, which is essentially what the Democrats have proposed as well, you can be sure that this is going to determine good and bad cops based on statistics and quotas based on race and so forth. It's going to make presumptions about that. So again, it's going to start playing those types of games. Third one is to incentivize co-responder programs. So they're going to throw money at it as well. And I can tell you that if they start incentivizing this with money, no good is going to come out of that. But the very first one, to create credentialing and certification programs at the federal level for police at every level, that is nothing short of nationalization of the police. And the incentivization, the money that they're going to throw out there, as well as the reporting that's going to be required, it's not just going to be at the beginning. To become a cop, you have to do this and this and this and report to the federal government. They will give you your card, your privilege to become a cop. And then at that point, they will be monitoring you and rewarding you. You know, you get the carrot and the stick. That's what two and three are about. I think a better plan was the one that America lived with for centuries. You elect sheriffs at the local level. And they don't have a big department. They don't have a military organization. They have to rely on the power of the community. Posse comitatus and an elected sheriff. That's the solution, not this federalization of the police.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's you know, great at work, but this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and in some ways even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 Nascent Iodine for yourself.
Feudalism in the ancient world, from Asia to Europe, from Africa to Latin America, was the most common form of government. You had a ruling class, the nobility, with a king and queen sitting on top of it, and the rest of the public were kept at a subsistence, starving level for control. In fact, in most cultures, they called the peasants the little people because they were usually a foot or more shorter than the lords and ladies, because they kept them, again, at a starving level. They were so busy trying to survive, they would never try to challenge the entrenched elite. Well, now all the big Google owners and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the Jeff Bezos of the world, they're sitting back on their giant estates with their jet helicopters and private jets, living the life, laughing at you, shut down, going bankrupt in the third world, starving to death. Their religion is power and control, and they are pressing that advantage against us. We must break free from these monsters. Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air, because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so, populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, as we look at what might be done to reform the police, to change the police, and again, as I said, from what's been reported by Daily Caller that President Trump is going to recommend, those are three things that are going to exacerbate the problem, because they're going to exacerbate federal control of the police. We need less federal control. The answer is not Washington. You know, Ronald Reagan said that. Of course, he didn't live that. Government is not the solution. Government is the problem. And that is especially true of the federal government. It is the biggest problem that we face. And to further centralize all of that control, that is a disastrous idea being pushed by the Trump administration, if in fact That is what is coming out according to the Daily Caller. But one of the things that we could learn about this, I think one of the biggest problems is the police unions. They are the ones, you can have all the reports that you want, and you can keep track of these people, and you can keep track of the statistics about how many people of every color are shot and so forth, but it's the police unions that are the biggest problem. And the qualified immunity as well, but the police unions are the biggest problem. As Zara Hedge points out, the Democrats have accidentally made the case against teachers' unions as well, as they're talking about the police unions. Democrats have started targeting police unions, saying that they're obstacles to accountability and reform. That's true. Do they realize the same thing can be said of teachers' unions? You know, if we want to know why this country is being torn apart, take a look at the schools. One of these people who was attacking a Christopher Columbus statue was caught. A white teacher, probably in his 30s, I'm guessing, looking at the picture. He taught social studies in middle school. There he is. Now, it's people like that that have raised successive generations and are the true source of the unrest. People like this guy, people like Bill Ayers, who quit killing cops and bombing buildings and decided that he would go into education and sell the concept of white skin privilege. He's shortened it up to white privilege and so forth. People like Bill Ayers, the Weather Underground, friends of Barack Obama and so forth, the community organizers movement, they went into education in a big way. And if you want to know why this country is being pulled apart right now, it's because of our government schools and the teachers' unions that are part of that. In a recent interview about reforming the police in the city, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey said the elephant in the room with regard to police reform is the police union. We do not have the ability to get rid of many of these officers that we know have done wrong in the past due to issues with both contract and arbitration associated with the union. He said if it sets up a system where we have difficulty both disciplining and terminating officers who have done wrong. Now, I have to say that unlike the officers that they would like to fire who have done wrong, the difference is that in the schools, they typically have people who are, you know, these people like the social studies teacher that just tried to destroy a Columbus statue. Those are the people that the system actually wants. See, you may think that the government schools are not educating Johnny to read and write. They don't want to educate Johnny to read and write. They want to educate Johnny to burn and destroy this country. They have an agenda. And they're getting exactly the kind of students out of this and the end product that they want out of this factory school system. It's precisely what they want. It is the deliberate dumbing down of America and the increased federal involvement in this. As they look at this and say, well, you know, all you parents, you think your kids are not being educated well? Well, we'll help you. We'll pull more of this stuff into the federal government. We'll have Common Core. We'll have No Child Left Behind and on and on and on. All of that has made the schools worse. And let me tell you, President Trump trying to fix this problem from the central government is going to make this thing worse. It's going to make the police situation much worse, just like they've made the schools much worse because they followed Bill Gates' agenda for centralization of education and so forth. And it's not just Gates. He was a big supporter of Common Core. But, you know, when we look at the teachers' union, and I think I might have said this story once before, my wife taught school a number of years, and it was in a open classroom setting, which is basically just not individual sealed off rooms, but they just have partitions so you can hear what's going on in the adjacent classroom. She was teaching elementary school, and there was a teacher who was bullying this child. Just unbelievable how she was bullying this one particular child, picking on him all the time. Didn't like him. Stand in the trash. You're nothing but a piece of trash. You'd make him stand in the trash. Just broke my wife's heart. And so Karen went to the principal and said, look, this is what's going on. You got to stop this. Oh, I can't stop it. She has tenure. The unions have rules, just like the police shooting people. So we have to let it get a lot worse, and we're collecting the information on it. If we get enough of these cases, we might be able to remove her, but she's got tenure and the union is protecting her. It's one of the reasons why my wife left teaching. Key reason why she left teaching. Not going to be a part of that system. It's why we didn't put our kids in school. would never even consider it. And this was before they got crazy with all the drag queen story time hours and all the pedophile molestation of children. We would not even consider it because of the systemic abuse of the teachers' unions and the power that they have and tenure and so forth. We knew it was going to be bad. We knew there wasn't going to be any way to know that your child was not under that kind of a situation. As I pointed out in the Zero Hedge article, Franklin Roosevelt, of all people, understood the inherent problem of having public employee unions. He said in 1937, all government employees should realize that the process of collective bargaining, as usually understood, cannot be transplanted into public service. And yet it has, with disastrous consequences, and it is really disastrous in what has happened in the schools, to the teachers' union. As the New York Times reports how police union membership has been climbing, even as private sector union membership has plunged. They said a single New York City police union has spent more than $1 million on state and local political races since 2014. Think about that. These people are buying political influence. This is another kind of corruption. We talked at the beginning of the program about how you have regulatory capture, big corporations. Well, what about the regulatory capture and the political capture of these unions who are basically electing people who are going to give them carte blanche to do whatever they want? New York Times says the greater political pressure for reform and the more defiant the unions often are in resisting it, with few city officials, including liberal leaders, able to overcome their opposition. And this applies, as Zero Hedge points out, if not even more so, to teachers' unions. Through collective bargaining process, they've made it nearly impossible to fire a teacher unless the school wants to spend roughly 2 years and $200,000 to do it, according to Stanford professor Terry Moe. Teachers themselves admit this is a problem. A survey by NPR looked at the views of K through 12 teachers across America, with roughly half members of the teachers' unions and half non-unionized. Among the findings, 62% of organized teachers, 64% of unionized teachers, agreed that unions make it harder to fire bad teachers. Oh, yes, it does. Absolutely does. They are the biggest, most relentless obstacles to education reform. Look, it's not just a swamp. It is all of this being put together. Now, when we come back, we're going to take a look at where we're headed with the anti-American graffiti. You know, Greg Gutfeld has finally got a handle on what's going on. After weeks of this, Greg Gutfeld on the Fox 5 says, well, I think this narrative, we've got to have some facts about this police engagement because this narrative is pushing us towards a race war. Well, Greg, you would have realized that a couple of weeks ago if you'd listened to my program. I said it the day after they started pushing this narrative about the white on black police cop. I said they're going to create a race war. The next day, the riots begin. But Greg Gutfeld has figured it out. I don't know. Well, I'm glad he's figured it out. Now spread the word, Greg, because people watch you, not me. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
It's finally here, introducing the first of its kind nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars.
I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live Protein Bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new deep specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
I was talking to My Patriot Supplier at Great Suppliers. You can now save 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated. But we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you. And it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins. So please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can. Because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm ready for it.
Folks, we're going to talk about anti-American graffiti in this segment. Some of the insanity of the left, and I tell you, it really has gotten insane, except when you understand what their real agenda is. Their real agenda is to erase the culture, because these people are Marxists, and that's what Marxists do. But before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you about the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because we've got some great specials right now. We have the 8-Pack Power Stack. And these are products, natural supplements to help you to wake up in the morning to focus your mind. And then in the evening to help you to relax. Right now that is 70% off that collection of supplements. We also have the Alexa Pure Breeze. That is the air filter for your home. And we have one of these at home. And let me tell you, it is one of the most effective products I've ever seen. It's very quiet, very effective, very attractive. And it really does clear out the smoke. We keep it around the kitchen to use whenever we have some kind of a cooking issue, and it clears it out faster than anything, including the exhaust fan over the range. You can get it right now, $130 off, just $149.95. A great way to keep your air clean. And it isn't just the smoke and odors that it gets out, but it gets out a lot of contaminants that will concentrate in your home, because, you know, we do everything we can to keep the homes closed up when it's hot during the summer or cold during the winter. And so if you have anything there, it gets concentrated. So that's a great thing to have for your health. not just because you want it to you want to clear out an odor or something that has happened. We also have nascent iodine, our Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine formula now in a spray form, a new product, 33% off. We have our t-shirts at $9.95 across the board. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate and need your support. All right, you know, there was a short clip I want to play for you of Tucker Carlson as we take a look at this American graffiti. Understand, as we see what is happening across the country, the lesson that everybody is learning, and this is a very dangerous lesson, because eventually this is going to spread if it isn't stopped by the failed institutions at every level in our country. I don't think centralizing this, I don't think putting the military on the police and having more on the streets and more militarization of the police, more centralization of the police, I don't think that is the issue. I really don't think this is President Trump's problem. I think the federal government has created a lot of the issues that are there, and they need to be solved locally. And if they aren't solved locally, then people need to move away to somewhere else. Let these people be an example to us. You know, when we look at what's happening at Chaz or Chaos or CHOP or whatever you want to call them, they are an object lesson for people. And we've already seen other communities where they tried to spread that disease, say, no, not going to do it here. But leave them alone. That's what the people in Seattle want. Let's let them have it, good and hard. And we can all watch the lunacy as it burns down. But Tucker Carlson, let's get video clip number two. Tucker Carlson had this to say. He said, force is more effective than voting. Video clip number two.
Force is more effective than voting. Elections change nothing. Rioting, by contrast, makes you rich and powerful. When you riot, prosecutors will ignore the law on your behalf. Corporations will send you millions. Politicians will kneel down before you. It works. Violence works.
Yeah, and that is exactly what is happening. I mean, you can see that in New York. You can see de Blasio has ordered the gates welded shut at a Jewish park while he approves mass Black Lives Matter gathering. As a matter of fact, going to the point where he says they're not going to ask contact tracers about the BLM protests. Show the cover of the New York Post, because I think that pretty much says it all. You know, when we look at the photos of what they're doing there. Yeah, shock hypocrisy. The New York Post shows a split picture, for those of you listening on radio podcast. It shows a sea of people packed together on the left side and on the right. Now, you know, these are the evil people who are going out to parks and so forth. They have to be shut down. It's this kind of hypocrisy, and people are getting the message. You know, when we look at the anti-American graffiti, the statue of Robert E. Lee gets a makeover with a pride flag and a BLM sign. They shine all the rainbow colors on it after they've put graffiti all over it. I don't know. It wasn't even the Supreme Court, I don't think, because this is in Virginia. Could have been. Maybe Gorsuch did that after his decision, but I don't know exactly who did that. As we saw the Jefferson Davis statue taken down in Kentucky, the state capital there, they found some artifacts in there. And I thought, what did they find? Was it a constitution? A copy of the Bill of Rights? Oh, no. Wasn't any of that. Instead, they found a newspaper and a bottle of whiskey that was, I guess, left there by the workmen. Or was it a time capsule? What what did they do with that? And then when we look at what is happening, you know, these people are so on top of all of the racial issues. In Scotland, they vandalized a statue of Robert the Bruce. They put Black Lives Matter and Racist King. Now, when I saw this, even before I read the article, and Breitbart does point out in the article, he never even saw a black person. They have absolutely no idea what they're doing here. This is a guy, Robert the Bruce, would have never even seen a black person. They say, well, you know, maybe, you know, he said he wanted to participate in the Crusades, but he didn't. But even if he did, that's not racism. You know, the Crusaders were taking back an area that was taken over by the Muslims. You know, they were taking it back. And by the way, you know, if you want to talk about slavery, it was the Muslims who were involved in the slave trade in Africa as well. And today still are in Libya, thanks to our failed foreign policy. But yeah, you want to talk about Black Lives Matter, but you don't want to talk about Roe v. Wade, where 20 million black children have been killed in the last 47 years since that Supreme Court decision. And then let's talk about the case of the abolitionists. Again, just like they didn't know anything about Robert the Bruce, they don't know anything about the statue of Matthias Baldwin that was just vandalized in Philadelphia's City Hall. As the New American points out, they tagged it with words like colonizer and murderer. They said, why? Well, evidently because he was white, because he's wearing colonial era garb and so forth. Well, that means that he's a colonizer and a murderer. As New American points out, had the vandals bothered to whip out their smartphone or even looted one from a vandalized business and look up Baldwin, they would have discovered that they were attacking a man who did everything he could to help blacks, including supporting the abolition of slavery, often at great personal cost. And let me give you his bio here, because it matters. He was born in 1795 in New Jersey, moved to Philadelphia at the age of 16. After the mismanagement of his father's considerable estate, left his widow and his children in poverty and dire straits. He worked for other people. He became a skilled jeweler, and then he struck out on his own. He made a success of himself as a silversmith, then as a manufacturer of printing equipment, and then in 1828, he built his first steam engine to help to power his company. Oh, that worked pretty good. So 4 years later, he started making locomotives. The Baldwin Locomotive Works would build more than 70,000 steam locomotives over the next 125 years. So he was pretty wealthy. Then something happened. He became a Christian. His conversion caused a change of character. He was a whole-souled Christian from the very beginning, blended the spirit of childlike trust in God, writes the New American, with an immediate adjustment of his business to the gospel standard of integrity, the most aggressive labors in the cause of Christ, his courage to defend principles far in advance of his age. And so what did he do? This is not a guy who owned slaves at all. He had built his way into becoming extremely wealthy. And so he demonstrated his newfound Christian faith with respect to black people who were poorly treated in the North at that time. In 1835, he helped to found a school for black children in Philadelphia. He paid the teachers' salaries out of his own pocket for many years. In 1837, at the Pennsylvania Constitutional Convention, he argued that blacks should have the right to vote. In 1837, he argued this. Why? Because he was a Christian, like William Wilberforce, who in the UK fought his entire life. You know, when he became a Christian, he was already a member of Parliament, and he told John Newton, the guy who wrote Amazing Grace, he said, well, I think I'm going to stop and become a pastor. He goes, no, God put you in this position because you can do something with it. So he essentially became like Cato, who said, yeah, one more thing. Carthage must be destroyed at the end of every speech. Well, he did that with slavery. He made it his life's work to stop slavery. William Wilberforce did. And he did stop the slave trade. And just before he died, they freed the slaves. Now, this guy, Baldwin, that they attacked, argued that blacks should have the right to vote in 1837. He became an outspoken opponent of slavery. Decades before abolition was talked about, he hired blacks in his shop. When it was not the norm, he cared about Black Lives Matter. It wasn't just a slogan. But this is the kind of person they want to deperson. We'll be right. Well, that's it for the program. Thank you.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high-caliber rifles, and
when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins. But all of a sudden, they slow down. They realize what's happened. They fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you bought into something bigger than what Hitler did.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.